On June 24, 1914, the poet Edward Thomas sat in a train that had come to a sudden halt beside the deserted platform of the village of Adelstrop in the heart of rural England. In the best loved of all his poems, Thomas recounted that experience, evoking the heat, the hiss of steam, the willow trees, meadows, and haycocks, the sound of birds singing. 4 days after Thomas's train stopped at Adelstrop, the Archduke Franz Ferdinand's car stalled in Sarajevo, and Gavrilo Princip took the chance to fire his fatal shots. 5 weeks after that, Europe was at war. Edward Thomas was one of 9 million men who were killed before peace returned. One reason why Thomas's poem became so well loved is that the scene it depicts, idyllic and pastoral, came to symbolize a final peaceful moment before the Great War. That last summer before the war became symbolic both of lost innocence and of history wrenched suddenly and unexpectedly off course. An age described by Stefan Zweig as the golden age of security abruptly gave way to one characterized by E.J. Hobsbawm as the age of catastrophe. In retrospect, we can see that pre-war Europe was far from idyllic, that the storm clouds of war were gathering on the horizon. But there seems no gainsaying that 1914 was a major turning point in world history. Historians struggle to find titles for their books adequate to convey its magnitude. Catastrophe, cataclysm, the deluge, facing Armageddon, all evoke an upheaval of biblical proportions. David Fromkin describes the war as the seminal event of modern times. Fritz Stern as the first calamity of the 20th century from which all other calamities sprang. The Great War led to the collapse of 4 great empires, to the rise of communism and fascism, to a reversal in the relationship between European states and their colonial dependencies, to the founding of a Jewish homeland in Palestine and all its attendant conflicts, to new roles for women, to the emergence of a new, identifiably modern worldview. My name is Ian Germani. I'm a professor in the Department of History. It's my pleasure to welcome you as participants in this commemoration. Tonight's is the first in a series of lectures that will commemorate the centenary of the outbreak of the Great War by reflecting upon the war's significance as a turning point in history and culture. Scholars from 3 faculties of the university, from the disciplines of history, international studies, English, French, economics, psychology, music, and film, will consider the diffuse and ongoing legacy of the war, the influence of which extended from the Berlin streets to the Canadian prairies, from the musical stage to the graphic novel, and from the artist's studio to the psychiatrist's couch. I wish to acknowledge my colleagues for their willingness to apply their expertise and energies in collaborating upon this project, which truly requires knowledge from many disciplines. I also wish to express gratitude for financial support from the Faculty of Arts, the Humanities Research Institute, the Department of History, and the Faculty of Fine Arts, as well as to the John Archer Library, which has kindly agreed to host all the subsequent lectures. More information on the series will be forthcoming. Finally, I would like to express my appreciation to Dean Richard Clear and the Faculty of Arts for their exclusive sponsorship of tonight's lecture. It is a very great honor that Professor Jay Winter has accepted the invitation to deliver the keynote address in this series of centenary reflections. There simply is no more distinguished scholar in the field of Great War Studies. Dr. Winter received his BA from Columbia University and his PhD and DLit degrees from Cambridge University. He has taught at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, the University of Warwick, Cambridge University, and Columbia University. Since 2001, he has been at Yale University, where he is the Charles J. Stiller Professor of History. Dr. Winter is the author or co-author of 13 books and of over 40 book chapters. His books include the seminal Sites of Memory, Sites of Mourning, The Great War in European Cultural History, which challenged received ideas about the war as a cultural turning point and innovatively compared the wartime experience of several nations, all the while showing deep compassion for those who experienced the loss of loved ones in that conflict. Of particular relevance to this evening's talk is Remembering War, the Great War between Memory and History in the 20th Century. Professor Winter is co-director of the Project on Capital Cities at War, Paris, London, Berlin, which has so far produced one volume on the social and economic history of the war and another on its cultural history, a remarkable work of collective research and synthesis involving scholars from many countries. Next week, he will be in France for the launch of the first volume in the new Cambridge History of the First World War, to be published simultaneously in English and French. Dr. Winter is an ardent advocate and practitioner of history that transcends national boundaries and escapes the confines of the academy. He was one of the founders of the Historial de la Grande Guerre, the International Museum of the First World War at Péronne in the French Department of the Somme, an institution which is itself redefining how the war is researched, represented, and commemorated. He is well known to television audiences as co-producer, co-writer, and chief historian for the award-winning 1997 PBS television series, The Great War and the Shaping of the 20th Century. Dr. Winter is the recipient of many awards and honors. He is a fellow of the Royal Historical Society and received an honorary doctorate from the University of Graz in 2010. The title of his lecture tonight is Remembering the Great War 100 Years After. Please join me in extending a very warm welcome to Professor Jay Winter.